Hey guys, welcome to the Parody Podcast Show, hosted by me, Rachel Evans, aka the Human Barbie, aka Margot Robbie Barbie lookalike. Yay! So let's get right into it. So basically, I've got a few very fun story times about Jimmy Kimmel, who's done an Oscars Land video. So he's doing him and some of the stars of the Barbie movie, Ryan Gosling, Kate McKinnon, America Ferrera. They're doing a parody with Jimmy Kimmel based upon the Barbie movie. So they're recreating scenes of the Barbie movie. It's hilarious. My God, it is so funny. And I'm just going to read so basically Jimmy Kimmel is seeking help to make it to March the 10th to Oscars Land. And along the way, the yellow brick road, Jimmy Kimmel follows the yellow brick road to Oscars Land, which is a parody of Barbie Land, isn't it? And he's asking for help from Kate McKinnon. Because in Barbie Land, remember Barbie had irrepressive thoughts of death, and she went to see weird Barbie Kate McKinnon and to asking her how to, what's going on and how to stop her having cellulite and thoughts of death and other things, where Barbie Land is going kind of downhill, basically. So weird Barbie, Kate McKinnon, America Ferrera and Ryan Gosling are in this video with Jimmy Kimmel. So let me just give you, for those of you watching the video, this is the video. And so basically, let me just go right to this article. So basically they are looking at, so basically the press, it's all gone viral. The press are talking about how funny it is because of the Oscars snub with regards to certain parts or nominations for Barbie in the Oscars nominations. So the Academy, who are responsible for the Oscars and the nominations and the awards and the decision making and all of that, basically. Ryan Gosling, remember, previously issued a statement expressing how disappointed he was that both Greta Gerwig and lead actress Margot Robbie were not recognized in their respective categories. Gerwig is nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay, and Margot Robbie will get a trophy as an executive producer if Barbie wins Best Picture. So, and don't forget, Barbie the movie has smashed the worldwide box office records, smashing it on $1.5 billion. Box office hit worldwide. It's incredible. It's the highest grossing film ever directed by a woman, Greta Gerwig. And it's also, for Warner Brothers, their most profitable movie to date. Beyond the financials, here's how big Barbie is. Da, 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 da. Okay, so basically Jimmy Kimmel, let me go back. Jimmy Kimmel is poking fun with Ryan Gosling, Kate McKinnon and America Ferrera the Oscar snob for Barbie movie, but it's also a great way for him to obviously be in his own Oscars land / Barbie land kind of video. It's really, really good. So the Academy is still taking its lumps for not nominating Greta Gerwig for directing Barbie. Even Jimmy Kimmel, the guy hired to host the Oscars 2024 for the fourth time, is letting them have it. In a lengthy new teaser that is already going viral, the Jimmy Kimmel Live host follows the yellow brick road in Barbie land to make it to March the 10th Academy Awards. Barbie cast members Kate McKinnon, Helen Mirren, and the Film's Academy Award nominees America Ferrera and Ryan Gosling help him reach his destination, Oscars Land, aka Los Angeles. And the person writing this article says, "We prefer the pink place." Along the way, McKinnon parodies co-star Ferrera's iconic Barbie speech, penned by co-writers Noah Baumbach and Greta Gerwig, whilst Ryan Gosling says he's eager to cheer on Greta Gerwig in the Best Director category. And they say Ryan Gosling is at least half in character, and he's in for a rude awakening. Quote, "Good thing Greta has got Best Director in the bag," Gosling says in the promo. Upon being told that Gerwig, in fact, was not nominated, he screams. So Ryan Gosling does this scream where, parodying the scene where he's with Margot Robbie Barbie in the car, and she says, "Did you bring your rollerblades?" But before that, they're screaming because he pops up in the back and she's driving the car out of Barbie Land to cross that portal, isn't it? And then he joins her and goes through all of these little short scenes as they go through the portal to go to the real world, and then they're on the rollerblades. So basically, Jimmy Kimmel's following the yellow brick road in Barbie Land to get to Oscars Land, and they're parodying the whole like Barbie movie and the Oscars snub because they really obviously want to poke fun at it. And it's also a teaser for the Oscars to get people to watch it, because you know what it's like. I think some of the awards in America have not like got great viewing figures, but I think the Oscars is going to be amazing. I can't wait till March the 10th. The Oscars, the Academy Awards 2024 on March the 10th, 4 p.m., 7 p.m. Okay, so it's going to be March the 10th. Yeah, okay. Right, let me get back into this. So Jimmy Kimmel's going to be hosting the Oscars, and it says Oscars Land, and he's sitting next to Kate McKinnon in the car. So she's playing the role of obviously the Barbie quotes, and he's like Ken in the back. So that's so cool. I can't wait. Let me get right into the next part of the podcast, guys. Okay. So America Ferrera, this is a lovely thing that I'm coming on to now. Right? So she played Sasha's mom in the Barbie movie, and she was asked about her monologue, which is one of probably the most epic parts of the Barbie movie, is where she talks about how hard it is to be a woman. And she's got that very famous monologue. So she was interviewed, and they're still promoting the Barbie movie in the States because obviously it's out on digital, isn't it? And you know, they're promoting it for people who don't go to the cinema to see it, to buy it digitally. I did. I bought it on Sky, and I've got the box set and all of that. So, and I've got Barbie merch. I'll do actually another podcast on all the Barbie merch, but I want to keep it kind of adult Barbie rather than kiddie Barbie. Do you know what I mean? So America Ferrera has been interviewed on acting and learning her Barbie lines for the Barbie movie script, and they were asking, how did you learn that monologue? You know, because she was so fiery and passionate, but not fiery, she was so passionate, and every syllable, every word, every part of that monologue had passion in it and made people cry, you know. So her quote, America Ferrera says, I don't memorize the words, I learn the ideas. So that's what she said. So she thinks in images. So I've got what you call a high visual spatial because I'm numerically dyslexic, and I can't process information the way regular people do who don't have, what I mean by regular, I mean people who don't have dyslexia, who have a regular brain. Do you know what I mean? Because my brain's a bit weird. I think in images, and I learn ideas, and then I bring them to life. So rather than memorizing the words, like this is the bar, I'm going to come on to this next. This is the Barbie script book that I've got. As you guys have seen, I've got the script here as well. As you've seen, it's paper and it's a mess, and I've had to like really, really like be careful with my pages that I've printed because I've scribbled notes all over it. So this is the Barbie movie script. Now I've got the book. I didn't actually know that script was printed in December. I've just bought it from Waterstones, not sponsored, and I've already read it. You know, well, I've read it as a script on paper, but this is the book, and I can't wait to reenact scenes and do my cameos that I'm going to do some of them today as well. So Barbie is written by Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach, obviously man and husband and wife team, and obviously Margot Robbie co-produced the movie with another friend and couple that they know, and her husband, who is British. See, it's all good. Anyway, let me get back to it. So we've talked about the Jimmy Kimmel doing that Oscars Land parody of Barbie Land video, which is promoting the teasers for the 2024 Academy Awards, commonly known as the Oscars 2024. And I just can't wait. It's so funny. I'll watch that like a million times. I was watching it on the train when I went to a meeting in London recently, and I couldn't stop laughing. And when Ryan Gosling pokes fun, it's like they're recreating the Barbie movie, and you think, wow, how cool is that? This Barbie movie, people will be talking about it for many months and years to come. Normally, when a movie is cinematically released and they've done the PR on the red carpet and all the press articles have come out, normally it dies down and then everyone's on to the next movie. But this year, 2024, in 2024, and the Barbie movie came out in the summer of 2023, people are still talking about it like it's just been released. And I love that, because don't forget, it has still got growing audiences. There's people out there who would never think of going to see Barbie movie at the cinema, but they're going to get it on Sky or Amazon or wherever and watch it, and then they're going to recreate the talking points. They're going to keep the heartbeat of the Barbie movie going by saying, hey guys, this is an amazing movie. So there's going to be men and women looking at that, watching the movie, giving their opinion. And of course, you're still going to get people who are going to say, oh, it's not that great. But all in all, I think the Barbie movie has had such a raging positive review, and people who are like negative about it are just like pessimistic. Peace and love to you guys. The people who don't like Barbie movie, you're missing out. Anyway, I feel sorry for them actually. Okay. So what else have I got to talk about? Okay, there was another video about the Barbie movie, and I thought this actually, then I Google Barbie pretty much every day and look at the news and stuff and do my research. But being the human Barbie isn't just about looking like Barbie, it's about thinking like Barbie and having the essence of Barbie and evolving as Barbie in 2024. So I toned down the makeup, I've done my own eyelash extensions, I don't wear neon pink on my lips anymore. You know, it's a modern twist based upon the Margot Robbie Barbie lookalike that I am. And so guys, a little update about my gym. So I had a beautiful leg workout last night, went to the gym late on a Thursday. Normally leg day is Sunday or Monday and then Wednesday, but I'm training Thursday my lower body, and on Monday I did my full upper body. So I've done all my workouts for the week, but I'm going to do another one because I just love it. So yeah, my gym training is going good. So I'm going heavier in the gym, lifting heavier, but I like to do the sitting down exercises. I don't do freestanding lunges or squats because of my back. Anyway, so yeah, I did a full upper body, back and biceps and shoulders on Monday at home because I love working out at home. It's so easy for my upper body because I don't go that heavy. I'm doing freestanding weights for that. And the most important thing that I can say to you guys is check your form when you're doing it and always improve your form because of your back and everything like that. If you want to engage the muscles properly, you've got to lift properly and learn. Look at YouTube videos. That's what I do most of the time. I look at YouTube videos and pretend someone's with me at home when I'm training. But in the gym, it's cool. I love it. And I love the fact that my gym's never that busy and I can always get on the leg machines for a really good workout. And I'm going really heavy now compared to what I was. I'm like leg pressing 45, 50 kilos. I'm only 55 kilos, so that's almost near my body weight. And I did the hack squat, 40 kilos, and I did the leg press and the quad extension and the hamstring curl and then the adductor and abductor. So I'm doing 6 machines for my legs. Love it. I love it so much. God, if I could, I'd train legs every day, but obviously you can't do that because when you rest, your muscles grow, don't they? And you've got to obviously, you know, be careful of injury. So I love it when I can listen to my body and know that I do 5 sets, I do 10 reps. I do 12 if the weight is moderate. If it's a heavy weight, I'll do 8 to 10 reps, or I'll do pyramid training like 12, 10, 8, 6. And I do that for heavy, heavy. So yeah, mix it up a bit, but don't forget, I do 4 or 5 sets. Sometimes when I'm doing the quad extension, my knees are burning so much, I'll do 4 sets on a moderate to heavy weight. Well, for me, it's heavy, but when I'm doing all the others, I literally do 5 sets. You know what I mean? So yeah, all good. But you've got to listen to your body. So the gym's going good. We're in the middle of February now. And my beauty treatments. So I haven't had any beauty treatments. I do want to get some done this summer. I'm letting my lips go down because I want the shape. So Steve has been advising me on the shape and he's absolutely right. I actually get people saying to me, where are you from? Like I had a Middle East woman the other day say, where are you from? You're beautiful. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. But she says, your lips look amazing. And yeah, so I'm letting my lips go down and get more of a Cupid, less pouty. See the corners of my mouth turn up? When I made a big mistake. I've always overlined my lips, and big mistake, because I've got my mouth corners turned up, but to be honest, in some press that I've done, it doesn't stand out. It only stands out when I don't overline my lips. The lower, watch, mouth corners turn up, permanent smile. So yeah, that's because I'm lining my lips properly. And I've done my own lash extensions. I don't put winged liner on. I've just got brown MAC pencil underneath because Barbie does wear eyeliner. Yeah, so it's all good. And these eyelash extensions are really cool. So I just want to talk about my favorite TV shows. So I have been watching TOWIE now. I've never been a fan of TOWIE. I think the script, of course, it's acting. They're paid to do a job, guys. I hate to blow your bubble, but it's acting. TOWIE is acting. It's scripted and the producers help them say, you know, what's going on. They set up the scene and it is controlled to a point where TOWIE isn't sort of non-scripted. Everyone knows reality TV is scripted, but they do improvise the script. Anyway, so I've been watching TOWIE and I just love looking at all of their hair and makeup and everything. But when I'm tired and I just want to zone out and not let my brain work, it literally to make me go to sleep, I watch scenes from TOWIE or First Dates. I've been watching First Dates, which was good. They had the Valentine's on for last night. on TV, First Dates, My Valentine or something. It was really funny. There was a lawyer who was really nice and an ex-military guy who works in insurance. I think they were a lovely couple and I hope that they get married. I think they're in the early 50s and they're really suitable for each other. You could see that. Anyway, so at first you didn't think they get on. Oh, I love watching First Dates now because there's not a lot on TV that I like to watch. So my favorite TV shows, obviously the Barbie movie. And then I like to read and study. So I like to watch Joe Rogan and I'm watching about what they're saying about, you know, World War III, end of the world, things like that. But people talking about World War III and they're prepping and having like backup things like candles and torches. How scary is that, guys? I don't want to think about it, but I do. In my head, I like to study those prepper videos because it's so away from my world, isn't it? Because I am Barbie. But I do like to think, oh, what would happen? Like, what do you need? Like things, if the grid went down, what would you need? Like you'd need handheld tools. You wouldn't be able to use your drill. I bought a drill recently. It's still in a box. I want to do my home DIY and I'm thinking I'll ask Steve to help me learn how to use the drill. But yeah, I used to be tomboyish and I still am, but I'm more feminine now because I've learned that there's a being on my own single. And I'm seeing Steve, right? Obviously, when you think of it, being Barbie, I like, how am I going to say this without sounding silly? I'd rather vibrate Barbie than be like too tomboyish, yeah? Anyway, whatever. So I've got this pink lipstick. I'm going to show you now. Okay, so it's nice and pink. And put some on. This is at Kat Von D. It's really nice. I think it's Kat Von D. I really love it. But it's quite old. I've had it for a long time. Right. So they're my favorite TV shows. First Dates. I watched a bit of TOWIE, but to be honest, there's nothing happening. If somebody said what's going on in TOWIE, I couldn't tell you the names. I don't know any of the characters. I only like to look at their hair and makeup. I just sit there admiring their hair and makeup and then checking out the eye candy of the blokes. But to be honest, there's no one I fancy anyway. So TOWIE's not really a show that I just don't get it. Anyway, I wish that Channel 4 or Channel 5 would do a reality show for like single women like myself who of all different characters, I'll be the Barbie character and what it's like in reality to live a single life. Like Friends, why doesn't the UK make a show about women like me, a reality show where we can film? Because yeah, and obviously my son won't be in it because he's 23 and he's a young man now. Oh my god, my son has got a six pack. He looks like a fitness model. He's got muscles, he's very tall, he's quite broad now, and he's got an eight pack. I'm not joking, but he's not in the public eye, doesn't do social media, and I'm so proud of him because he is very wise for his age. And he's got family obviously on because his dad's got other kids. But I'm very grateful that my son's got a beautiful family life that I never really had. So yeah, that's why I like to keep his life out of the public eye. I never filmed when he was little. We did photo shoots together and stuff, but not in the press because I just want him to have a private life away from the phone, away from being online. I want him to have a real world life, you know, rather than an online presence, because that messes with people's heads. I see all around me people who have got an online presence and then in real life they're not a lot. If anything, they're nothing like their real life character. Whereas I'm a real life Barbie, so everything you see in real life is on the TV. That's why I don't ever want to be an influencer. I've never ever aspired to being on TikTok or anything like that. But I'm promoting the Barbie movie as a Barbie lookalike and doing my own cameo videos. But that's different, isn't it, to doing press? I don't talk about surgery anymore because I'm not really doing any surgery. I just have like maintenance and that's boring. Everyone's doing it. There's people out there doing more surgery than me and I get slated online for like wanting to look like Barbie. But it's been a 19-year progress and journey. Yay. One day I'll talk about my images as well. So finishing off this podcast, what I'm going to talk about is general chit chat about how and when I used to dress like a boy. So I used to dress in men's suits in my early 20s because I was going through an androgynous phase where I did not feel female. I was a bit of a tomboy and I felt very protective over myself and not having fathers or brothers around me. And I wasn't close to my mum or my sisters that much. And so I think the tomboy came out like an alter ego. So I used to have short brown bobbed hair, no makeup. I was very tomboyish in my personality. I was just before the gothic phase and I was very pessimistic, very down, very, very depressed, and I wore a lot of black. So I dressed in boys' suits and stuff. And obviously, when I worked on George Michael's court case, there's that picture of me standing next to him when we came out the court. I was with his lawyers, sort of trying to get quotes and stuff, because I was working for a journalist for Music Week magazine. So I had to listen and write the quotes, you know, in the press. Like, I was in court every day and I saw George Michael, and George would wave and smile. And I knew Dick Leahy, George Michael's music publisher, and we communicated a lot during his court case in the early 1990s. Yeah, I'm a dinosaur, I know it. But then I was dressing in boys' suits. It was weird. Even George Michael's like looking at me like, huh? And I think it was before George Michael, rest in peace, God bless, before he came out, he's like looking at me in court like, yeah. Anyway, that's another story. It's on my old blog somewhere. If you Google Rachel Evans works on George Michael's court case, dressing like a boy, da 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 da. I did a blog years ago on my old website. But basically, my old image, I look at those old images like other alter egos. I'm like, who is that? Who is that? I don't even recognize it. Because like, it's like they killed me and cloned me. I honestly look at all of my old images, go, I don't know who that person is. So this is a healthy mindset, I think. And now, literally, there are psychologists talking about that it's actually healthy to reinvent your image to help you become a better person, and to kill off an old look to rebirth into another character. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I evolve and I grow. But when I found myself being Barbie in my late 30s, early 40s, I really started when I was 35, right? But it's been a long journey, because obviously I wasn't born looking like Barbie, because I was more like a China doll. And my face was haggard because I was borderline anorexic in my 30s after grieving for my twin baby stillborn son. And for 5 years, the first 5 years of my son's life, I basically was paranoid about going out. I had agoraphobia. I was in therapy, and you know, I was a solo single mom, and it was tough. I was a struggling actor and model. I did a lot of press and publicity, but behind those smiles in the press, I was on the front of the Daily Mirror in a bikini, Slim and We Hate It. And I was in loads of magazines, so many, all throughout my 30s and 40s, guys, even before I did Barbie. There's so many. I've got like bags full of stuff that I did that I don't even promote, because I was a working actor and model. And for me, it's not like, why would I want to say, hey guys, I'm in this article, because I was an actor and model, so I'm paid to do my job, so it's just work. But now as a human Barbie, I'm in the press, so I promote that and I repurpose the content, the press that I do, because this is my authentic self. But back then I was still like getting into the Barbie, because I had to get over the grief and I had to find myself. And even the energy in my face for the old pictures of my 30s, it's like, who is that? I don't even know who that is. Yeah, did they kill me off and clone me? Because I've got no memory of those characters that I used to be. I only remember being me as Barbie. And I do think, though, that I, from a young age, have been able to disassociate. Yeah, bring it on. I don't mind. Because I feel that I was born to be Barbie in the real world. And now there's a movie backing me up, literally. So it's not about me, the movie, but what I mean is, as one of the original human Barbies in the world, it's lovely for me to have quiet validation looking at the movie so that I feel validated. And it's great because I self-validate anyway, but I've got like I've got script writers and actors validating my character in the real world. I mean, who knows? Maybe I don't think they Googled human Barbies, but maybe somebody did. Maybe somebody did. And I definitely would never say that the Barbie movie is about all of us human Barbies. However, if you think of it, Barbie at the ending of the movie is a human, chooses to become a human Barbie. Someone somewhere must have heard of us. Someone somewhere must, involving in the creative process, must have at least thought, what is it to be a human Barbie in the real world? And here I am. So yeah, maybe they did research us. But what is really interesting, and I genuinely want to put it out there, guys, I do not believe the Barbie movie is about me or any of the other Barbies. Because when the Barbie movie came out, there's quite a few Barbies out there. I don't know if it was the Eastern European one, but they're like, oh, this is me. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's about Barbie. And yes, we represent being human Barbies, but I don't have a big ego. I'm very humble, guys. If someone gives me a compliment, I'm always humble, because I learned as an actor, you have to smash that ego. You have to be humble. And my church is in my heart. Your church is your heart and love. Do you know what church is? It's love. And religion sometimes misinterprets what God and the prophets is all about. Anyway, that's another podcast, another day. So what I would say is, back to the Barbie movie, is when Barbie chooses to become human and live in the real world, come on, guys. Oh, yeah, Barbie 2. We want to pick up from that final scene after Barbie asked permission from Ruth Handler to be Barbie in the real world. She says, you don't need my permission, and you never did. And that's what Ruth Handler says to Barbie. And why can't we pick up the scene where she says, I'm here to see my gynecologist? Barbie does not sound like that in the movie. But when Margot Robbie, as Barbie, says, I'm here to see my gynecologist. And then we can pick up Barbie 2. The opening scene will be the end scene of Barbie 1 movie. And then we'll see her with all the other characters. Like I said in a previous podcast, we can have them like friends. You know, friends? Why don't they do Barbie Land and like a friends vibe where they sit on a sofa in a coffee shop? You heard it from me first, guys. Yeah, but the thing is, I swear to God, I would love to be in Barbie 2. Even if they want background featured artists with, like, Dua Lipa did. I'm not as big as Dua Lipa. But when they give one-liners, cameos, I want to do a cameo. I'm a human Barbie. Give all the human Barbies at least a chance to be a Barbie in Barbie 2 movie. Now, apparently they're not going to do it, but I think it'll happen one day. It might not be in the next year, two or three, but I swear to God, there's definitely going to have to be a Barbie 2. And I want to be in it because that's my dream. I'm living as Barbie in the real world before the Barbie movie came out. So I'm living my dream. My passion is Barbie in the real world. And that means struggling like regular people do. So basically, when you're an actor, guys, let me make this clear. Regular people are people who are not in the entertainment industry. Do you know what I mean? It's hard to put labels on people. But I remember Elizabeth Hurley once used the phrase civilians. But entertainers look at non-entertainers as civilians. Just like in the military, you're either military or a civilian. But entertainers, you know, why does entertainers use the phrase civilians to non-entertainment people? It's a snotty thing. I would never do it. Like, oh, darling, they're a civilian. Just like I don't believe being an actor resting. What do you mean resting? You either got a job or you don't. Do you know what I mean? You've either got employment or you're unemployed. Why would you call yourself resting? That is so pretentious. One of the things that I didn't like about being an actor is there was a lot of fake people, a lot of pretentious people. Peace and love to everyone. But let me tell you this. In the Barbie movie, it's all about positivity. No one's judged. Everyone's perfect in Barbie land. Then they can't cross over into the real world, right? Through the portal into the real world. And there's problems everywhere, or challenges. Let me use the word challenges. I do not like the connotation of the word problem. I say there's hurdles. We all live a life and we have life hurdles. We have life obstacles. No problems, guys. Big difference. So as Barbie, I say, oh, I'm facing a life hurdle right now. I won't say, oh, I've got a problem. Can you help me? And I fix my own problems. But sometimes I've learned as well, using my womanly wiles, you know what I like to do? Ask for help. Do I do it? No. I always try and do it myself. Big mistake. You can't be a team of one. So now what I do is, if I'm struggling, I'll ask for help. Even if it's just like, what do you think? Give me your advice. Because people come to me, like I'm a Barbie agony aunt. They ask me loads of dating advice and stuff because, you know, for some reason. But, you know, what can I say? Now, I'm going to change the subject quite dramatically here because I just want to talk about the Barbie script. Guys, my arm, I lifted up the book and my arm, I've got DOMS from Monday and it's Thursday. So there you go. You know what I'm saying, guys. Yeah, so I'm now on page 20 or something. I've been reading the Barbie script. I love it so much. My God, I know I keep banging on about it. But even my remote controls, I've got two. I've got four of them actually are pink. These are the remote controls. Home studio team of one, guys. One day, I'm sure I could hire a studio, but I don't want to because, like, be at home and do my own stuff, like make a cup of tea, watch a YouTube video, watch Trisha Paytas or Girls Gone Bible or Kim Kardashian, because I'm not a Kardashian fan, but believe me, their hair and makeup, their glam squad, to die for. Love it. I love it. Yeah. So again, when I watch shows or I follow people or look at them, it's only because I'm admiring their hair and makeup. I literally sit there basking in the beauty of the makeup. Talking of which, have you noticed that there's new makeup trends coming out? So I don't follow trends. I just do classic Barbie now. So I've got pink lipstick with like a nude over it, Elizabeth Arden. It's called Pretty Petal. And it's like a nude, but because I'm under the cameras, sometimes I need a pop of pink. Okay, so the new makeup trends are apparently showing all of the like the caked makeup, like the makeup that you see on photo shoots is stunningly beautiful, but if you put that makeup and you go outside in the grey skies of London, you will look like a clown. Bearing in mind this makeup, all these beautiful women doing the TikToks and stuff, the how-tos, like a 10-second video going from Peter Glam. They don't walk outside looking like that. A lot of them take the makeup off before they step out the door. Because let me tell you, unless you're in Madrid where the light is the best in the world, photographers can tell you and be bear witness testimony to the fact that Madrid's light is the best. I was in a taxi going to a party once. It was a celebrity party that was invited to as the Human Barbie. And honestly, the photographers recognized me and I had to tell them who I was. I was like, I'm the Human Barbie from London. Oh, take picture. And it's in Getty Images, like Barbie girl at some Spanish party. But it's funny because I do get recognized, but they just don't know my name. One day they will, or maybe they do now. But Rachel Barbie or Barbie Rachel, because Margot Robbie is Barbie Margot and all the other Barbies are Barbie. Add their name to it. Yeah. Anyway, back to the, what was I talking about? I always do that, don't I? I always forget what I'm talking about. This is really bad. I can't remember what I'm talking about, guys. You'll have to bear with me. It's my dyslexia. Because like I've got a blank page. I've got like literally a white page in my head. My brain just shuts down and switches off. And there's a trigger and I don't know what happens, but I just can't remember what I'm talking about. So let me just go to this. We are makeup, TikToks. Yes. Yeah, so Madrid is the best place for light. I was in a taxi going to this party, right? And I was doing some blogger thing for a magazine. I was doing a luxury magazine, like blogging, and I had to write about some products and they were doing the Barbie car. So I got invited. The pink Fiat Barbie was being launched and then the PRs reached out to me. This is like when I was on TV documentaries and stuff before the Barbie movie came out. It was like 2017 or 2016. Anyway, cut a long story short, I went to this party in Madrid. It was amazing. I saw the PRs hanging out with them for Fiat 500, the pink Barbie car. And they were like, we'll work with you one day. Fingers crossed. I hope that happens. It didn't, but yeah, whatever. And I was in the back of the car because I had a chaperone at the time to the event. Like I had my own PR person with me go to this party so that I could meet and shake hands with people and everyone like that. Anyway, cut a long story short. And I was introduced as the Human Barbie. Yeah. I remember saying to the driver, oh my God, what's the filter? This light is amazing in Madrid. And he said, yeah, I think he did or somebody told me that the light in Madrid is like photographer heaven. It's so amazing that you don't need a filter. You don't need lighting. So this is my point. The TikTokers who do great makeup videos, they don't go out in London in this bad light, cloud cover, grey skies, looking like that. They'll take the makeup off because it's very clownish in grey light. But if you're in a studio, you have to go heavy on the makeup, usually, depending on the look, because the lights bleach your face out and things like that. Like, so today I've got pink lipstick on, which you can't really see because the light in. I've got natural daylight in front of me and I've got 3-point light in. I've got one light in front and two at the side to bounce the shadows, even though you can still see a bit of shadow. I don't want to look like I'm airbrushed because people don't walk around with 3-point light in. Do they? They don't walk around with studio lights and they certainly don't. People do not look like their filters. So what I've learned as the Margot Robbie Barbie lookalike now is to look more like Margot Robbie Barbie, which is more natural. Yay. Love it. So makeup trends, I will probably do in another podcast and stuff, and I'll do a makeup video soon on YouTube. But bearing in mind, my podcast is what I'm focusing on. I produce it myself, create the content, I research, and I set up the studio so I can just switch lights on and just perform when I'm doing my Cameo videos as well. Check me out on Cameo. You can Google it and find the link, and I can do videos for you guys as well. Wind-ups for your friends. Yay. But like I said, natural makeup as Barbie is a little bit better than like full-on glam unless you're in a studio. Anyway, so what else can I talk about now? Let me just quickly talk about, yeah, so basically, remember Margot Robbie did win, didn't she? She won an award in, was it Australia for Best Actress? Let me see if I can find the article. Margot Robbie wins Best Actress Australian Award. So it was in The Sun, but it was, that's great that we reported on it in the UK. Barbie going hall, Barbie star Margot Robbie stuns in plunging gown on red carpet at an awards bash in Australia. Okay, so The Sun is writing, a Hollywood insider has revealed why Margot Robbie was passed over for nominations at the Oscars. Emily Weber published in February 2024. Okay. So it says that, so she went to the Australian Academy of Cinema and Television Arts Award Ceremony and in her Gold Coast hometown on Saturday, because Margot Robbie's Australian. And she was on the red carpet sparkling and she won an award with the AACTA Trailblazer Award. Let me just see. Okay, so you guys can find the picture. There it is. Love Margot Robbie. In fact, she's got the same roots as me. Guys, this is so cool. Do you know something? I used to be insecure about my roots, right? But if you look at Margot Robbie, look, she's got the same roots as me. Obviously, my face does not look like Margot Robbie, but I can be a parody of her. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this chit chat, the podcast. Check out the Jimmy Kimmel Oscarland video. Just Google it. It's hilarious. I love it. Let me leave your comments. Let me know what you think or direct message me on Instagram. And congratulations to Margot Robbie Barbie for winning an award in an Australian awards ceremony. And you can Google that as well. And well done to all of the actors who did the Jimmy Kimmel video, which is kind of like a kind of prep. What's it called? A teaser for the Oscars, isn't it? Jimmy Kimmel in Barbie Land. It's called Oscars Land. It's so funny. And they look like they actually did film that, the Jimmy Kimmel Oscar Land video, using the props and the set of the Barbie movie. Or they digitally enhanced it. But I've got a feeling that they actually used the same set. Can you imagine? Because Jimmy Kimmel was really like top dog in America. And he's got access to all of this. Can you imagine also, when did they film it? They must have maybe... No, they wouldn't have been able to film it until recently unless they did pickups, which is to reshoot a scene. So they might have shot after the Barbie movie the scenes and then added on digital and green screen, you know, digitally enhanced, where you see Ryan Gosling talking about or parodying the Oscar snub, you know, things like that. Guys, I think I need a coffee because my brain's about to switch off. So, yeah. Definitely check out the Barbie script book. And if you want to read the Barbie script, it's amazing. I read it at bedtime. I read it on the train with my earphones on so I can zone out the world when there's a lot of like chaos around me. I like to read and it is just incredible. I'm in love with this book. I'm in love with it. I love reading the Bible scriptures as well because it's about morality and it's, you know, God is in everyone and everything. But I think in your heart, Barbie is close to God because she's kind and she's always, you can be anything. And it's always positive energy. So that's where I'm coming from, guys. I'm not trying to be overly political. I'm never political. I don't want to be overly religious or anything like that. But I just want you to know, guys, it's all about positive energy. And we need more of that in the world now with what's happening in the Middle East and Russia, Ukraine and all of that. And Africa, the starving. We need actually... A podcast will be good if we talk about how to be kind and how you can incorporate on a daily basis being kind. Right. For example, in finishing the podcast, right, I was on the train yesterday coming home from meetings in London and it was rammed. It was the rush hour and everyone's hustling, jumping for seats, right? And then so I came from Charing Cross, London Bridge, mum and the little girl, she's about 7, got on and I was on a 2-seater. So I looked up and gave them my seat. And then there was a 6-seater opposite and one seat in the corner. Some lady had put her luggage on one of the seats or something like that. And then I squeezed through because they offered me the seat, which was very nice. I was willing to stand. But the thing is, kindness goes a long way, you know, because especially in the rush hour, I've always said in press, I said in an article in the press once, you know, I like to blend in when I'm in the rush hour going into London because I stand out a lot and I'm the one with my earphones on. I'm looking at my phone like this because I don't want phone double chin. Yeah. I don't want like a turkey neck and or I'll keep my eye line upright looking out the window, but most people are looking down. And so I think that a bit of positive energy in an atmosphere like that goes a long way. But yeah, I wear my khaki coat and I disguise myself a bit when I'm on public transport for safety because I definitely don't want to be targeted or looked at too much. You know, put my hood up, hide my blonde hair. I've got this military coat that I wear. It's so funny because I do get noticed. I get recognized every time I just leave the house, literally. Even if I've got black on or my pink trainers or a pink jacket or just black and a pink bag, I get recognized, hair and makeup. And people sometimes do look at me like that, but most people look and smile, or they just look and look away, because everyone out there's got poker face, right? And sometimes just to blend in, you've got to have a poker face, because I'm not beaming Barbie smiles at everyone, but I might be sitting on the train, like finding something funny. But yeah, because it's still dark in the UK, but in the summer when it's light and it gets dark at 9, I feel safer. But in the dark, I just put my hood up and pretend I'm a little granny, literally. Hide my hair, blend in, make sure I don't stand out too much, just so I can get home safe. Because you know something, when I'm driving, it's okay, but it's so dark out there, I don't feel safe on my own. And I see everyone else doing the same thing. Most people walk alone, don't they? It's very rare to see couples holding hands, getting the tube, going to work or getting the train. And I cannot get on the tube. It's horrific. I'll get an overhead train, or I'll drive to the O2 and jump the Jubilee line or something like that, because I'm not that far from the O2. I mean, you know, it's not next door, but it's not too far in terms of driving. And because I'm not far from Essex and Kent. But at the end of the day, Barbie's about positive energy. So even though I might have to hide being Barbie when I'm on public transport, so I can just blend in and get my head down and get to the destination, to and from it, and get home safe, I still feel like sometimes I'll let the Barbie show if there's a kid around looking at me like curiously, or if you offer your seat to someone. So Barbie's about being kind. So don't forget, give kindness in your daily life where you can. If you're having a bad day, just say a little prayer, or just like tell yourself that you're beautiful, that you're like in Barbie, you're beautiful. And the old lady says, I know it. And just remember, be kind to yourself, because you deserve it. So guys, thank you for watching the Parody Podcast Show, hosted by me, Rachel Evans, aka The Human Barbie, aka Margot Robbie, Barbie Lookalike. And I'll see you in the next episode. Have a great day. Mwah! Barbie love and hugs. Bye guys.